Heavenly Father, we come to you again today, and we thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us. Thank you for a wonderful day out, and just think about all the things that you do provide for us. We pray again that you would just help us to recognize how great you really are. Pray, God, you'd help us to today to be resolved to be in your will, to do your will, to search your word for the wisdom that we need to make decisions, God, and just give us guidance in that. Pray that you would be with those that we know need your help in the areas down where the hurricanes are. God, you know those needs and know how to meet those needs. And we know that if anything can come good from that, that you will cause that to happen. We just pray that you be in that situation. Lift up those in this area that are sick or need your healing hand or need your comforting hand. Just be with them. Thank you again, God, for the blessings you pour out upon us. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't have any public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 11, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Commission remarks. I would like to continue announcing that we are still accepting applications for the IDA board, the senior board, two vacancies, board of equalization, the 9/11 board, board of adjustments, SB 40 board, park board, sewer board, and transportation board. And also, I believe our Eastern Commissioner wants to have a few words about the 9/11.
It's been mentioned that we didn't, that the county didn't do anything for 9/11. I want us all to remember that today is 16 years ago today, September 11, 2001. What happened at the World Trade Center at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. American Airlines number 11 flew into the first tower. At 9:03 a.m., United Airlines 175 flew into the second tower. Then at 9:31, the Pentagon was hit. Then the fourth plane, passengers overtook it, and it landed in the field in rural Pennsylvania at 10:03. United Flight 93. I just think we should all remember and be thankful for the country that we have. And just wanted to make that statement.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning. And I know that you guys are busy and sometimes don't have a chance to look at things that I send to you. I try to send it to you so you have information and hope that if there is a question ever that you guys feel free to either email back or contact me by phone, come by and see me, whatever it takes. The budget, right now, and the one that we have concerns about is general county revenue. We are down over $1 million, spent more than what we brought in. We are not surprised at that. We're hoping that it's going to be less than what we spent last year so that we're turned in the right direction. I'm not confident that we're going to get there, but I did look back at a couple of other years, and usually the last 3 to 4 months comes in. I think 2 years ago we were about in the same situation as far as the amount that we'd spent versus what we'd taken in. But in that particular year, we'd done a lot of, we didn't do the administrative costs that we transfer a lot of times until later on. So I'm not confident that we will get it turned around this year. And that means that you guys are going to have a really, really tough time at budget. Have been working on budget, and I'll tell you that the requests that are coming in, either some of my elected officials don't realize what's going on with general county revenue funds, or they are just in dire needs of more funds, which means that you guys still have that daunting task of trying to provide them with the funds that they want feel like they need for their different departments. One other thing that I'd like to mention to you guys that deals with the budget, I have done what we call a citizen-centric report, sent that to you guys and sent to all the elected officials so they could look at it, made some changes based on the recommendations that I got back from them, and I do plan to get that on the website. It kind of gives the citizens something that they can look at that is not all the numbers that we usually see, and hopefully they'll be able to look at that and maybe get some good information about the county. That is I don't know what you call it, a canned report or what, from the Association of Governmental Accountants, and I would be glad to help any department to do something like that for their different departments also. So you guys have any questions?
I noticed that you sent that report plus the original report how you used to send it, so I did appreciate that.
I think there were some recommendations made by some other departments.
There was, and I made several changes based on that. So I had some real good recommendations, which made me feel really good that people were looking at that. I hope that, it's something that's easy for the citizens to read. So I guess one other thing that I need to visit with you guys about, too, when we begin to get into this budget cycle, one of the things that helps me a lot is to get a little bit of you guys' input, and you can share that however you like as far as what revenues will be next year. I have done a first draft mock write-up of what the revenues will be and came up with about $400,000 less than what we predicted last year. But I would appreciate you guys looking at that. Tell me what you think about it, because that really determines a lot of the things that I think the first thing that has to happen in this budget, by statute, you guys have the authority to set the salaries, not individually, I don't believe, but by department. And in order for you to say, hey, this is what we want to put in there for salaries, you need to have some idea what our revenues are going to be. So if you guys get a chance, send me what you think the revenues will be or something like that, or if you have any input, I'd sure appreciate it.
What did you say was $400,000 less?
The predicted revenues that I would predict.
What
I'm looking at predicting in 18.
Oh.
I don't know this year. That's a challenge, too, but I don't believe we're going to make quite what we predicted for 17. I visited with Melanie this morning, and she felt the same way. She didn't think we'll quite make that. But, we don't know. It's the last 4 months could be great, could be tough. There's a lot of things that are determined there. If all those people from Texas or Florida move up here, we're going to have a big, big influx of tax revenues, too.
I've been seeing some Florida plates around the county.
Those that left time would be here. But this weekend, it was a very busy area.
Yeah. Again, like I say, we don't know. The last 3-4 months of the year are usually our best years, so our best months. So we don't know where it's going.
Well, that's
our
best months reported to us from the state, but then that could have been from 3 months. That's the problem with how they...
Hard to follow all those things.
How's our prisoner per diem?
I visited with them last week, and it is not where it was. Charlie said she had, I think she told me she had $170,000 that she needed to turn in still yet.
Okay.
When I visited with Beth, she thought that we would make what we had predicted, and she thought that would be a good estimate for next year.
What was that, $400,000,
$500,000? $500,000, I believe.
I just know one year we did it, we raised it up because we were owed from the previous year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, the out-of-county boarding is pretty much on target also.
Okay.
Those things, they're not as difficult to predict as the other ones because they're pretty much, they kind of...
Right, they're not hard to, but those are larger revenue numbers that we can make sure we keep up on and get it in, so.
And, Rick, I just say this because I know the budget should already be turned in to you from elected officials, but I don't... When I looked at it, that's what kind of bothered me, is the last months, I didn't see them as our highest months, especially like last year, we were negative in two of the months and just 2% up in the one. And then the year before then, the November was good. We had to have a good Christmas then. I don't know what, but we're negative on the other 2 months before.
Yeah, it's... since I've been in here, I've tried to figure that out, Sheila, and boy, there is just no consistent pattern at all. You can't get an inductive reasoning guess at what that's going to be on a monthly basis for sure. On an annual basis, it's difficult even.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that they collect it now and distribute, and that changed, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
And I honestly think that they're probably a little bit in the same position we are. The state probably is working to get good employees in there, and they probably don't pay as much as they'd like to pay, and so they lose those good employees to other higher paying jobs, and therefore they're working with new employees there all the time, and you can't tell how much they're going to get processed.
It was that, but there was also, I was at a board meeting in like the Ozarks or Jeff City, anyways, and they talked about specifically that, and the Department of Justice new director was there. Anyways, so there was some conversation, but I honestly don't remember why they said there were some delays, but had to do with the disbursements, even for the per diem. I think it's handed out quarterly at the state level and funneled through. Anyways, so there's more to it than just, it's kind of interesting.
Of course, then, too, your department revenues handled up political appointments, and it changed with the thing, so we don't...
Yes, good
but
point.
I think our old department revenue director that was back under another administration has came back in there now.
Well, anyway, it's really difficult to get any pattern from any of that. So it
Well, the overall 2%, overall 3%, that we can kind of put more faith in than 18% up, 10% down.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you can't, like you said, you can't look at it monthly.
Well, you look at it and you wish you could predict it, but you can't.
Right.
So.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 446560 through 446567, 446569 through 446591, warrants 6840 through 6842, and one journal entry and transfer. Note, we skip check number 446568.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You could just trick her and not actually approve it. Move to approve check number 446568.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Please note the record that Ms. Wyatt left of the record.
Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes.
There was one thing. Do you guys remember? Okay. Our executive session for litigation, we didn't go into that until we were already in for 3 and 12. We went in for personnel and contracts. And then while we were in personnel and contracts, we went back up and went in for litigation as well. So we made a vote within. It just needs to be cleaned up, the order of timing that we did it.
We were in, say
it again. We were in executive session for personnel and contracts. Took a recess, came back into open session, took a recess from open session, reconvened in executive session, and then while we were in the same executive session but after the recess, we went in for litigation.
Yes.
So the timing, we just need to fix that. Mm-hmm. So do we want to vote on it now with corrections and then make the corrections? How do you guys want to do it?
Well,
or you want to make all the corrections and then vote on it with corrections.